What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Mushroom foraging? Is that still a pretty small activity? I guess, I don't know if I call it an activity.
Maybe going out and doing it, but I feel like over the years, familiarity with it has definitely
increased. I would agree with that, right. But then the number of people doing it, and that ain't very big.
Doesn't Colin's wife Margaret do it?
Does she really?
I feel like she'll post like pictures of like dinner, like mushroom I found out on my run today, something like that. I swear she's done that.
But does she know? For example, would if you were out? I don't even know where you find mushrooms.
Sometimes you find them on your front lawn.
The dude, you would never eat that.
No. I'm not saying I would eat it, but I'm always kind of surprised when you've had like a wet spell out in the yard and it's like, right. Oh, look at the mushrooms growing.
Excuse me. I'm very belchy today. I apologize. I'm disgusting, actually, in the room. I got yelled at by two people. But if you saw any mushroom anywhere.
I wouldn't trust my judgment to know what's poisonous and what isn't.
Is that the most common belief when it comes to wild mushrooms, whatever, that you just don't touch them?
Well, as someone who has zero experience in foraging, yeah.
Right. So you don't have to tell someone, I mean, maybe as a kid or somebody who's younger, but just in general, it's understood. You don't jack with mushrooms.
I feel like you are told as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Berries, everything. Like, you're just told you don't just...
Because if you have a family dog, you got to keep the dog away from them as well.
Oh, I just let the dog out. I have no idea what they get into.
How's the GI tract?
Right. From that picture, not good.
So the reason I ask... You know, I like to read Ask Amy from time to time.
I hoped this is where we were going because I saw a weird headline yesterday.
Was the headline Ask Amy Responds to Reader Criticism About Recent Column?
I saw something harsher than that.
Oh, what did they go with?
Readers blast Amy on atrocious mushroom advice.
Yeah, she's getting hammered. Hammered, Diane.
No, I didn't read it, so I just saw the headline.
Oh, I did. So the original...
Well, you're loyal to her.
So the original story, right,
mm-hmm.
was somebody had written in, like you'd need advice on this, but somebody had written into Amy that their friends had picked mushrooms
yeah.
and cooked with them. It says, I've heard from scores of readers extremely concerned about my response to the, you know, like it's always like some cute name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lonely at Lollapalooza.
Mushrooms in Missouri.
No. My response to avoiding Amanita, the question written by a man who spends a few days each month with a group of buddies in a cabin in the woods. To recap, avoiding described himself as someone schooled in biology with expertise regarding the danger of eating foraged mushrooms. His concern had to do with the fact that his friends had found mushrooms in the woods and had included these mushrooms in a spaghetti sauce without informing him. Unlike avoiding, these men were not mushroom experts, and the next day they admitted their ignorance about the mushrooms they had picked. Avoiding was rightfully horrified when he learned that the entire group had ingested foraged mushrooms, which had been cooked into the sauce. Nobody got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was fine.
Okay.
Everything was good. No harm, no foul. Avoiding was now refusing to eat food cooked by them and was asking if he'd overreacted. That was his question to Amy. I responded that his friends had made a dangerous choice and urged him to be honest about his reasons for refusing to eat the food, blah, 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 blah. However, this is where Amy got taken to task. Many readers seem to believe that I endorsed the dangerous practice of ingesting mushrooms found in the woods. Readers have called my response everything from atrocious to potentially fatal.
Wow.
The man who wrote to me, a veteran teacher in environmental science, emphasized in his question how dangerous it is to eat foraged mushrooms. Amanita is a deadly mushroom. It's also known as the death cap. Never heard of that. Anyway, I don't forage mushrooms.
That's interesting, because isn't Amanita what the emoji and like the Super Mario mushroom is based on?
You want to handle
just,
that one,
just
Diane?
Keep reading. Just keep reading. Press on.
Additionally, I assumed it is common knowledge that mushrooms can be poisonous and even deadly. The large reader response reflecting how dangerous this was seems to confirm my faith in this common knowledge. I repeat, do not ever ingest foraged mushrooms on their own or cooked into food. Even a small amount can be extremely dangerous. So she just took it for granted that everybody knows that. But isn't she right to take that for granted?
Well, and you're in an advice column. You have to be careful with what you say.
Come on. But if it's the most obvious, like, does she have to say in the advice column, while you read this, breathe in, breathe out?
A little different.
No.
Every time I read Amy, I throw up. I don't know why. Oh, there's a new warning on the top of each column. I'm good now.
Don't forget to breathe.
Not everybody has the same common sense.
Not eating mushrooms.
Or irrational fear of mushrooms.
But not eating mushrooms is a common sense.
But as foraging becomes more popular.
Do you know anybody that forages?
Just Colin's wife.
We don't even know that she forages.
I swear I've seen her post something like
that. I've never seen her post anything.
So Colin's wife, Colin the Beanie Baby sales guy.
Right.
Well, that's what he is.
You know what?
That's how people know him.
Are you Team Colin or Team Four Seasons? Pick a side. I want a place to stay in the city.
So Colin's wife goes out, and she's a massive runner.
Right.
So she goes out running and, like, sees mushrooms and picks them up?
I feel like she's posted about that.
Oh, God.
And then I'll be like, look, or this came from my garden, found these out on a run.
Margaret made dinner once that made me very sick.
Is this true?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just a vegetarian chili, wasn't it?
And it killed me. It killed me. Diane, I haven't lost weight like that forever.
How long ago was this?
Ever ago. She made vegetarian chili and she didn't tell me. And I had the worst bout of it.
And you let it go?
What do you mean?
This sounds like something you would remind us of for the rest of your life.
Oh, he still is.
but this is the first time I've ever heard it.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I let it go. Yeah, no, but, I mean, Martin.
Did her husband confront you and say, yeah, knock it off, or I'm going to kick your ass?
No.
Then why haven't you kept bringing it up like Diane's short haircut? Just seems like something you would mention over and over and over again.
But at the onset, you did. It was incessant. Like, you complained about that for weeks.
Okay, I was hospitalized.
You weren't.
I could have been. I was very dehydrated.
Did you go to urgent care?
No, I never made it out of the house. I was going in the house before we left.
It hit you that quickly?
I've never had a vegetarian chili in my life.
Wait, so did they have to call the paramedics?
No. I had to call for more paper.
And it was for vegetarian chili.
It was unbelievable.
But were there mushrooms in it?
Maybe there was. Maybe Margaret was like, there's no meat.
I'll get him.
But I did grab a couple of these mushrooms from under the the crawl space. And I got them. But now, if Margaret was like, oh, I just threw these mushrooms in there, I'd be like, Margaret, you're not a forager. What do you know?
She must know what she's doing if she feels confident enough to be out on a run and be like, oh, those look good.
Chesty says the first rule of foraging is that everything is edible at least once.
By the way, that's a hobby I'll never get into.
Well, no kidding, because it foraging. Starts with hiking.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I hear it starts with running.
Oh, okay, but you have to be out on a trail doing something to get to those mushrooms.
You can walk through your neighborhood. Diane says she got them all over her yard. But it's the belief you can just cook them down.
I bet some people do feel that way and will argue that point, yes.
And with berries, you never eat anything red. Isn't that the rule? I mean, I eat strawberries. I don't like raspberries. But like if you're in the wild, don't they say that you don't eat anything red? Red gets you dead. No, I'm being serious.
Really?
Isn't that the saying? Just to be on the safe side. Now somebody's going to go, hey, stupid, these are green and they'll kill you in a second. But I always thought that was the rule. Like if you're stuck somewhere and there's no food, red gets you dead.
Well, I hope when I'm collecting holly for Christmas, I don't get hungry.
No. But like, for example, don't they always say poinsettias? Poinsettias?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll kill you. I know they're bad for animals.
Right.
That's red. What does red get you?
Dead.
Red gets you dead. Oops, I hit the wrong line. That's a big sausage finger. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kristen. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. My husband is a chef, and he just forages in our forest and cooks for us.
I'm sorry, in our forest? You own a
property?
Forest?
Wait, well, behind our house, there's a lovely forest with a little creek, and he's found lion's mane back there, and he'll chop it up and whip it up, and it's delicious, and it's amazing for you.
Is it really that much better for you to eat a foraged mushroom versus the baby Bella from the store?
It is. You know what they do to those baby Bellas before they get into your mouth?
Okay, no, I don't. I don't. And please don't tell me.
Loaded with pesticides.
But your husband.
As close as the earth as you can get your food, the better it is for you. Yeah. Anything from the store has been handled.
Okay, but I'm
terribly.
Not going to go in the woods behind your house and start digging up mushrooms.
But you could.
But I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but he knows what he's doing. We tell people when we feed them, hey, we found this in our backyard, try it, it's delicious.
Has anyone ever gotten sick like that time Elliot ate the chili at Colin and Margaret's house?
No, but like, be honest. Thank you, ma'am. Be honest.
Yeah.
If Margaret came to visit the station today.
Yes.
And she brought in a baggie and said, oh, here, Tyler, I was on a run and I found these mushrooms. When you got home, what would you do with them?
I treat them like I do other things my neighbors give me. I never eat it.
Throw it in the garbage.
Sorry, guys. I know that's probably heartbreaking to some of you who worked long hours on
your stews. Wait, so even if somebody, you won't eat any food a neighbor gives you?
No, I can't trust them.
A neighbor?
Correct.
And if they made whatever, a pot roast, and they were like, hey, we had a bunch left over. I know Lindsay and the kids are gone. We brought you some food. You wouldn't eat it?
You know better in the first place to knock on my door. there's got to be an ulterior motive.
What? To kill you. Hey, you want some vegetarian chili? Hey, this
shoes.
Is beef chili. This is beef chili. What are you showing me?
A picture of mushrooms that Margaret wrote, oh, hell yes, I went to Costco and was called to make a pit stop on a trail. Mother Nature did not disappoint. I'm stoked and I'm hungry. Those are mushrooms.
What does she mean she was called to make a pit stop on a trail? She had a tish?
No, I thought she like detoured and started walking down a trail. Was she walking to Costco? I don't know. She runs hundreds of miles. But that
I must have had my own vegetarian chili.
No.
That's runner's trot.
So she picks mushrooms. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, look at them all.
You can show me all you want. That's very dangerous.
She obviously knows what she's doing.
I bet Colin doesn't eat it.
Yeah, he does.
What do you think they have more of, foraged mushrooms or Beanie Babies? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. How are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Justin from Kansas City.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
I was just wondering how you've never heard of morel mushrooms. I don't believe it.
I've heard of morel mushrooms. I've heard of all kinds of mushrooms, but I get them at the store.
The morel mushrooms are all foraged. They're all foraged. They don't. They can't grow them in captivity.
That's okay, but they don't sell them in captivity. They sell them at Kroger.
But how do they get them? They get them from people like me who walk through the forest, get 10 pounds, and take them in.
Are you serious? So you go picking mushrooms, and you take them to the grocery store and sell them to the grocery store?
100%. 100%. I am shocked that this isn't a known thing for you. Tens of thousands of people eat them every year.
So if I just want to be clear, there's a grocery store 300 yards from my house, 500 yards, whatever. It's down the road. If I walked in there with a handful of mushrooms, they'll buy them from me?
Not a handful. How are they going to sell a handful? That doesn't make sense.
Well, they'll put it with your hands.
He's bringing bulk.
I don't know how many I need to have, but don't they get them from like a morel farmer? No. I mean, what?
No, you can't. You can't farm them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's impossible.
Kristen tweets, morels are where it's at.
Morel mushrooms are very good.
They're delicious. They're fantastic.
They're great in a stir fry.
So many different ways.
Yes.
Why are they so hard to grow commercially?
Oh, I have no idea. I just know that whenever I pick them up, I take the stems off, I shake, and I throw it back down. And the next year when I go back there, there's more.
Circle of life.
Hey, can I give you a little mushroom buying hack?
Sure.
You ever buy, well, I hope this doesn't come across as bougie, but have you ever bought one of those big portobello mushrooms in a grocery store?
I've seen a portobello mushroom, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I have purchased them in a grocery store. And you know, like if not the ones that are like three in a package, but just like if you buy one, mm-hmm. rip the stem out of it and just throw that back in there and then bring just the cap up because there you get charged by the weight. Oh. So if you rip the stem out of there, it's cheaper. You're welcome. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Diane.
Big oyster mushroom for Margaret. Bike ride at dawn with a go at the flow route led me to some beautiful oyster mushrooms. See? And then the next picture, she made them into tacos.
Where is this? Is this your email?
No, it's on her Insta.
So those are her Instagram comments.
And she's like, captions. Now these, my body must need what is in them. They're busy at work alleviating inflammation.
The
mushrooms.
Did anybody know that I could just go find morels and just go sell them to a grocery store?
I just pulled up a photo. I don't think I've ever had those before.
Let me see. I want to say that I have. I mean, I know the name. Let me see.
They're funky looking.
Oh, yeah. No, I've definitely had that. Oh, those are good in stir fry.
I don't think I've had them.
You've never had morel mushrooms?
No.
They're where it's at. You've had
marrow on Saturday night.
Diane didn't. She didn't get invited to the party.
That's okay. Neither did the birthday boy. Eric tweets.
Oh, hold on, line eight. Hold on. Eric's talking to me.
From Margaret's post to Eric's tweet. The worst part of foraged food is talking to the people who forage it. I'd rather get sick from pesticides.
Are foragers, like, they're real earthy. Like, real earthy.
Well, they definitely have an agenda. Like they want to save the earth or something.
Line eight. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello?
Do the reason is the reason I don't like embrace foraging is like I'm a total city kid.
It's probably part of it.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't even know where to look for mushrooms. By Diane's yard. Or I guess behind that Costco where Margaret had a little side calling. Anyway, yes, I'm sorry. Who is this? Ma'am?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Yes. Okay, yeah, my husband and I forage for mushrooms all the time. We actually make medicine out of them as well.
Oh, is that like no, like what is the healing quality of a mushroom?
So we do turkey tails. Okay. You can make tea out of it, or we have it sitting right now. It's lion's mane is good for the brain. It also is delicious. It honestly tastes like crab meat. It's delicious. And then We also have reishi mushroom, which is really good. I have ghost pipe, which is not necessarily a mushroom, but that's really good for anxiety and pain, like literal pain. It numbs you. And just so many amazing things out there.
Can I ask you this? Like, and listen, I think it's great that if you found something that works for all of that, have you, and I'm being serious, have you considered a medicinal marijuana card?
No. Oh. I mean, I don't really need one now.
I got all these
mushrooms.
Yeah, no, I'm busy with my tea. All right, very good, very good.
No,
listen, if it works, it works. That's great. I think that's awesome. Line 7?
A turkey tail must be very popular.
Wait, what is?
A lot of stores offering turkey tail for immune support and
I like
other
turkey done
health reasons. But it's mushroom.
Wait, so turkey tail is a mushroom?
A common mushroom found throughout the world.
But you have to forage it.
Well, she didn't necessarily say that. She just said that's what they work with. But yeah, no, I would have seen turkey tail at the vitamin shop and thought, I guess that's just dried
turkey
poultry.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It's like Albany beef.
What is the best mushroom? Bushman shrooms from Outback.
Yes.
Best ones.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.